Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Cavs tonight, New York Knicks, season starts. Before we get back into the Cavs, Andy found a little tidbit. I'll tell you what it is. This is interesting.
Yeah. First, let me tell you, you can get the latest from Browns practice throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game ball, featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability as well as on the field action. So subscribe to 92.3 The Fan's channel now on YouTube and get all the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns, throughout the football season, including his brownie bites. I'll tell you that stat in 1 second.
A little bit of news, gentlemen. Shem Charania of ESPN, New York Knicks star Carl Anthony Towns has been downgraded to doubtful to play in tonight's season opener against the Cavaliers, sources tell ESPN.
Okay.
So Carl Anthony Towns, doubtful.
He's out.
Game against the Cavaliers.
DeAndre Hunter, shaky.
Downgraded always makes me think that there's a chance they could play. When you say
downgraded, means to me they're done.
Yeah, it's just weird. But you're like, if you're upgraded, I don't know, whatever. Here's that stat that was sent to us by a friend of the show, BR, and who's also, by the way, super tight with our last guest, Chris Rose. He sent me this stat. I don't know where it's compliments of, but he sent me the stat.
He made it up.
No, he. I know he didn't make it up. The last two quarterbacks with 100-plus pass attempts and exactly 2 pass touchdowns and 0 interceptions in their first 3 NFL starts. So we're talking about 100 attempts, first 3 NFL starts.
Only 2 touchdowns?
2 touchdowns and 0 interceptions.
Not more than 2, but 2 on the money.
It says, and exactly 2, pass TDs. Yes.
Yeah? And, how many guys have done that?
Well, Dylan Gabriel, as you would all expect, because we wouldn't have asked that question if he didn't think about it.
Yeah.
And the other one was some guy from some Michigan quarterback. Tom Brady?
Was he a Patriot quarterback?
Oh, yeah. He was a Patriot quarterback.
Huh.
Oh, maybe you can put them on your team.
So Dylan Gabriel and Tom Brady in the same breath.
Okay.
Well, don't tell Daryl Ryder or Chris Rose.
That is courtesy of the NFL on CBS.
Okay. You know, as you and I both said, and we're going to talk Cavs here in a second, we just, let's see something. So far, he's been just fine. And Chris said just fine. We've both said, he's been competent. Well, that's not going to get it done. So, you know, competent is you make a lot of money for a long period of time in the NFL. Really good is you're the franchise quarterback and you make ungodly amounts of money in the NFL.
Shams chimes in a little bit farther. Carl Anthony Towns is a quad strain. Increased pessimism today for his status tonight.
That's a shame.
And also, just another sidebar, too. Dan started this incredible trend going on currently at Andy_Baskin about how come quickies, which are now blowing up my
Robert timeline. Brexville sent it to me initially, and now we're just having a good time.
Now it's on. Is it on both of our timelines? Yeah, it's on mine. I know that for sure. Okay, anyway. Yeah, getting back to the things that we actually do on the show.
Is there any chance the Cavs go into this season way overconfident? Let me tell you why I ask that. 64 wins last year.
Mm-hmm.
Knocked out in the playoffs, but 64 wins last year.
Well, that gets you.
Boston doesn't have, well, hang on. Boston doesn't have Tatum. They don't have Porzingis anymore. They traded him. Indiana was the upstart last year. Well, they're not going to be this year, I can't imagine, because they don't have Tyrese Halliburton, and they decided, okay, we're good. That means you're thinking Cavs and Knicks. Outside of those two teams, you're thinking Orlando. You're thinking Milwaukee. You're thinking Detroit, perhaps, with J.B. Bickerstaff. Could Philadelphia make a move? You know, if their health has been their big issue, could they make a move? Is there any thought in your mind that the Cavs look at this and think, eh, we're pretty good to the top one or two seed in the East. We're good to go. I don't think so.
I'm going to be honest. We are the Central Division champions, Jeff. I mean, that meant something. We get a banner for that? Why do you look at me with such disgust?
Because I said...
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Up with a really legit question.
It was sort of a legit
and then you
question.
Go snarky.
Should they be cocky going into this? No. Should they be confident going into this? Yes. But they know that there are pitfalls along the way. They know they're not healthy to start the season, and there are going to be issues. And fans may not be. I think we're all kind of just sitting back waiting for the playoffs, which is ridiculous because we should enjoy every moment that this team gives us. That's what we should do. And if you like Jeff's process, I hate to say what it's like, but it's like a
proctologist visit.
It was just more like, what would you use? I'm not even going there. It's just the process and the waiting part of it. Now you with me on this, that it takes forever to get through the whole system. It takes a really long time. Okay. It takes forever. There's just too many games, right?
See, this is the Baskin brilliance that I teed you up for.
Yeah, I know. Look, do I expect them to win? Yes. Do I think they're going to win the East? I don't know, man. I mean, I'm watching everybody say they're the team, but you've got to pick someone to be the team. So if people want to pick the Cavs because, they're over the apron, well, then so be it, right? Is it over the apron or under the apron? They're over the apron. And so be it. They're the team that it is. But you know you're injured right out of the gate, and... they were very healthy during the regular season last year, and they caught teams at the right time last year. So are they confident? Yes. But if they're cocky, they're out of their minds because every team's going to be gunning for them.
You know how earlier...
Let me just bring up one other point.
Go ahead.
They need to get Mobley more involved, like you said in the beginning of the show. Like, he's got to be the man.
Or the co-man with Donovan.
Yeah, you've got to be able to say one of these two guys for sure is going to help us win every night, right?
I would agree.
That's more along the lines, yeah.
Earlier I mentioned the general manager survey that John Schumann, who's been with us numerous times, put out. I found this interesting in it. And, you know, these are just opinions, okay? These guys are general managers. These are the people who run NBA teams. And I said that they're the Cavs are the number two team. Picked to win the NBA championship behind the Oklahoma City Thunder, an overwhelming favorite. And then it's the Cavs and the Nuggets. So the Cavs are the team out of the East. And then it said also receiving votes, Houston and New York. Last year, the team that they thought would win the NBA Finals was Boston. You know, so you're sticking with the champs, right? But under the win the Eastern Conference, the Cavs are the number one team, followed by New York, Orlando, Atlanta, Detroit, Milwaukee, Philly, and Boston. That's the way the voting shakes out. The interesting thing to me is this. Last year, to win the Eastern Conference, Boston, the overwhelming pick, followed by the Knicks, 76ers, Cavs were fourth. Cavs ended up winning 64 games. Milwaukee was fifth, Orlando sixth, and those lowly Indiana Pacers were seventh.
Oh, boy.
And look what happened there. Look what happened there. Kevin is in Cuyahoga Falls. Kevin, sorry we couldn't take you earlier.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
How are you?
Thank you.
Fantastic. Yeah. Hey, a couple points. Actually, I got 3 points to make. Number one is the whole, you know, oh, everybody's injured, so we should skip the Doodah through the East. Great. Fantastic. I think it's awesome. You know, so, you know, who will care if we're hosting the Eastern Conference trophy over our heads? If there were injuries to their teams, nobody. You know, did Indiana get an asterisk stamped on their Eastern Conference championship last year when our team was devastated with injuries and they walked into the final? No, they don't have an asterisk on their trophy. So I don't care. I don't care who's missing and who's not. All I care is if the Cavs win Eastern Conference championship, I will be so happy and elated. So injuries happen. They're part of the game. So what? Big deal. Move on. Put on your big boy pants and suck it up there, Buttercup. In regards to Darius Garland being untradeable, you know, we've heard this from various people. That's insane. I don't know who's coming up with this. Have they not paid attention to the NBA in the last 5 years? Hello, KD, Paul George, Luka.
Big contracts traded like crazy, Kev.
Exactly. Yeah. It happens all the time. So to say that Garland's trade is quote-unquote untradeable, that just shows you have not been paying attention to the NBA. So big contracts and big players have been traded all over the place the last 4 or 5 years. So that's a non-issue as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly right, Kevin. That's exactly right.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.